58-year-old female patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A, who is following this practice because of the presence of acute kidney injury. In September of 2023, the serum creatinine 1.4 and BUN of 10, the patient developed by 9/11/2023 a creatinine of 2.2, a BUN of 35. It was indicative of prerenal azotemia. Today, the patient comes with a kidney function that is with a serum creatinine of 2.2, a BUN of 50, which is consistent also with prerenal azotemia and an estimated GFR of 25 mL per minute with a proteinuria of 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is a diabetic. However, she has had pain in the abdomen. She knows that she has cholelithiasis. She has an appointment to see the surgeon to see whether or not she will require surgery. The patient was encouraged to drink more fluids in order to compensate this prerenal azotemia. The patient has a severe case of depression. She has been treated with multiple medications, including Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A, which could impair the kidney function. However, in view of the prerenal azotemia, we are going to focus in hydrating the patient. She's not taking any diuretics. The blood sugar is under control. And we're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Diabetes mellitus that is treated with Ozempic. The patient doesn't give any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea complaints. The sugar is under control. We are going to continue with the administration of the Ozempic. Following number hypothyroidism that is way out of control, when she was in the hospital, the dose that was 150 micrograms per day was changed to 75 micrograms, and the TSH went up to 34. The patient is followed by endocrinology. For those purposes, the medication is already adjusted. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number hypomagnesemia that is most likely associated to the administration of PPIs. This medication has to be changed after the problem after the surgery for the cholelithiasis. Following number depression. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.